Now the forecast for tomorrow, Saturday, around Australia. On Queensland, fine day, and a top of 22 degrees Celsius expected. Sydney should be mainly sunny and 18 degrees, while here in Melbourne, Victoria, we're expecting a few showers and a maximum of 13 degrees. Hobart, Tasmania, brief showers and 12 degrees. For the national capital of Canberra, fine and windy is the forecast, and a top of 11. Adelaide, South Australia, showers developing, maximum 14 degrees Celsius. Perth, Western Australia, becoming fine, and a top of 18. While in the Northern Territory, Alice Springs should be fine and 27. Darwin, at the top end, fine and 31. The northeast tropical note now, in existing conditions, a weak southeast trade flow covers the area south of 10 south, and then turns southerly into a weak trough along 5 south. Fine conditions throughout south of 10 south, scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms north of New Guinea and over the Solomon Islands. The expected conditions, with only a weak subtropical ridge over central Australia, the southeast trade flow is not expected to increase. Afternoon and overnight showers and storms should continue about New Guinea and the Solomon Islands, but become more isolated tomorrow. And I'd like you all to know that we're broadcasting from our studios in Melbourne, Victoria, and our transmission is directed to you folk in Asia and the Pacific, good evening, and North America, good morning. Frequency is 17,795, 11,870, 9,575, and 5,895 kilohertz in the 16, 25, 31, and 49 meter band. It's 11:30, Greenwich Mean Time. There's a bulletin of Australian news from Radio Australia, read by John Reed. The headlines. The Foreign Minister forecasts that ASEAN countries' needs for Australian aid will become more specialised. The Australian government threatens to expel an Iranian diplomat if he repeats recent remarks. The way cleared for work to proceed on the big Roxby Downs mining project in South Australia. And the Tasmania's Premier says work will start almost immediately on a controversial hydroelectric project.